This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you there yet? Today's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season for air travelers. The AP's Donna Warder.
The TSA says last year, December 21st, saw more than 2.4 million people take to the skies in the U.S. right before Christmas Day. And December 22nd was only slightly less busy, with a little more than 2.3 million. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
Buttigieg says airline cancellations are getting better.
Texas has sent a plane with more than 120 migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to Chicago. The flight took off a day after Governor Greg Abbott signed that new law that would let police in Texas arrest migrants who illegally cross the border. Americans imprisoned in Venezuela are reacting after arriving home in a prisoner swap. Avin Hernandez, a public defender in Los Angeles County, was arrested in Venezuela nearly 2 years ago.
I'm incredibly grateful to be home. I'm incredibly grateful to my family, to my friends, to President Biden for getting me home, for getting all of us home.
The United States freed a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange for the release of 10 Americans. The Americans arrived back home a few hours ago. The UN Security Council is planning to vote today on a resolution dealing with aid for Gaza. There's a humanitarian crisis there because of the Israel-Hamas war. The LA Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani is the AP Male Athlete of the Year. This is AP News. What if there are terror attacks in the run-up to the Olympic Games in France?
French President Emmanuel Macron says the giant opening ceremony extravaganza that Paris is planning to hold to launch next year's Olympic Games could be moved if France is hit again in the run-up by extremist attacks. Macron's comments are a rare behind-the-scenes glimpse into the deep layers of planning for the July 26th ceremony. Many details about the show remain shrouded in secrecy to preserve a hope for wow factor. The security, with tens of thousands of police and soldiers deployed, will be intense. The athletes will be paraded through the heart of the French capital on boats on the Seine River for the first Summer Games opening ceremony held outside of a usual stadium setting. Macron, however, says plans could be revisited for security reasons. He cited deadly extremist attacks that hit Paris in 2015. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.